Turning now to Iraq, more than 200,000 Iraqi men have signed up for that country's new security services despite devastating losses. At least 300 Iraqi security officers have died since last summer, targeted for their cooperation with the U.S.-led coalition. The first class of Iraqi women will graduate soon from the police academy in Baghdad. They are pioneers in Iraq's conservative society, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Target practice at the heavily guarded police academy. Aseel Jasmine Mohammed and Rua Hamid are new police recruits, friends now, both 20 years old. They've just finished an overnight exercise and are headed home out the front gate. Aseel Jasmine, in a long jean skirt and a headscarf, carries her homework, a manual for a powerful pistol, a Glock. They've been up all night.
We hit the target. It was very brilliant of us. Even the Americans were surprised. They said, "You are better than the men."
They train with dozens of Iraqi men, and these women had to overcome initial harassment from male colleagues and the doubts of their families. Saddam never allowed women on the force, but Rua Hamid says she's wanted to become a policewoman since she saw an American program on Iraqi TV. It was called Coast Guard in Arabic, better known to American audiences as Baywatch.
I saw those American policewomen. I wish I would be like them, or even better than them, because I like them.
But as these two young women talk, an angry crowd of men quickly gathers to interrupt. "We can never accept women to work as police," yells one man. These men have been hanging around the front gate of the police academy, hoping to get these well-paying jobs. "It's not right to have men and women together. We are an Islamic country," shouts another man. They are vehement, but not violent. The burly guard at the gate tells them to take their point of view someplace else. But it is a sign of the opposition Iraqi policewomen may face. For their own safety, new women recruits are told not to wear their uniforms until they get to the academy. Just a few feet inside the gate, Arar Jabbar Ali stands guard in a navy shirt and trousers, a uniform she's tailored to make it more feminine, she says. Her footwear, 4-inch platform shoes. A 37-year-old former physical education teacher, she joined the Force Protection Service, the first security jobs open for women. She passed her shooting test, but she can't carry a gun. So far, she's only been assigned to security searches.
"We're expecting to have jobs just like our male colleagues, but all we are doing is searching women. It's less than we expected."
Women police recruits are expected to train just like the men. There are 30 recruits in this formation. The only woman here is at least a head shorter than the men, who stamp their black boots through the drill. She keeps up in a sweatsuit and canvas slippers. The streets of Baghdad are too dangerous for women officers, says Colonel Hussein Mahdi Juma, the dean of the police academy.
"She doesn't know how serious police work can be. She was stopped in night shooting? Fine. But that was inside the academy."
Inside the classroom, courses are run by American instructors.
"Y'all studied yesterday."
The men and women sit separately. It's not an academy regulation, just part of Iraq's social rules that have not changed with the end of Saddam. But the police force has.
"Is it right for someone to receive gifts while they're on duty?"
"No.
American officers say Iraqi women are motivated, ready to take on dangerous work. It is what Rua Hamid wants.
"Under Saddam, no woman could join the police academy. So I'm lucky that the Americans have given us the chance to join."
Americans have given them the chance, but Iraqi police commanders will determine the assignments, most likely inside the police stations, not out patrolling the streets. Because in this conservative society, policewomen could be targets even more than the men. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.